If you wanted to send in a tape, sort of announcing all the events yourself, we might put it out over Thameside Radio if it's good enough quality. Try and keep it under a minute. So if you want to send any tapes in, really about anything, we'd love to hear from you. And the address is Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Very shortly, we'll be having a new mystery tune this time. The last one was got, it was Alan Frough Friedman. And the next one, though, is a mystery tune. So after next record, we'll hear what that is. OK, well, on the phone, hopefully, is Alex Child of Karlshorten. There, Alex.
Yeah, hello.
Hello there. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
So, just discussing that record there, do you know that in order to be happy, you've got to have three things, OK? One, you've got to be in love. Two, you've got to have just about enough money to buy anything you want. And you've got to have an aim in life. Did you know? Did you realise that?
No.
Well, you do now.
I haven't got any of them.
I know the problem. It's a shame, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
OK, well, we've got this mystery voice here. It's a mystery tune, actually. It's slightly different. So you ready to take a listen to it?
OK, I'll give it a go, yeah.
Right. Let's have a listen, then. OK, any idea, Alex?
No, I really haven't a clue at all, sorry.
Who does it sound like? I mean, it sounds like a sort of early 60s thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't around then, really.
You weren't? So how old are you?
15, I think.
15, no, it's much before your time.
Yeah, well...
OK, oh, well, I'm sorry you didn't get it.
Yeah,
thank you very much. So it'll go on till the next week. Any dedications you like, Alex?
Just to everyone. I know, I reckon in the fifth form at Wilson Scores they're listening in.
Well, I hope they are.
Yeah. Okay. I've told a few of them about you.
Oh, great. All right.
Yeah, well, I'll try.
Have you got any posters?
Yeah, I've got everything.
You have? All right. You put them up at school, have you?
Yeah, one's up at school anyway.
Oh, well done. Right. I can't offer you anything else then. OK, well, thanks a lot then, Alex.
OK, right.
Sorry you didn't win. Bye.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
Now we have My World, My Secret Affair.
New to say. Someone told me I'm all dressed up.
after 8 o'clock, we'll be having our reporter section, and guess what? Romance is blossoming between our reporters. More about that in about quarter of an hour time.
Thameside.
Some news about a re-release of a Who single.
And now on Thameside, the latest music news.
Two original tracks by The High Numbers around about 1964 are reissued this week. The A-side is the classic I'm the Face, which was the group's first single, and it's coupled with Zoot Zoot. The significance of the single is that a year after these songs were recorded, The High Numbers became The Who. At the time, however, I'm the Face failed to make any impression. Only about 1,500 copies were pressed, and it was soon deleted. In recent years, it has become one of the most sought-after collector's items, with copies of the original pressing changing hands from between £150 and £200.
90.2 MHz VHF, Thameside Radio.
So basically, anyone who paid that amount of money has wasted your money. Boo-hoo. Anyway, here is that track. It's called I'm the Face.
If you want it, I'm the face if you want it, yeah. All the others are third class tickets by me, baby, is that clear? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? I'm the big wheel, baby, won't you roll with me? So many times down the scene, hard, and it hardly see. If you want it, I'm the face if you want it, yeah. All the others are third class tickets by me, baby, is that clear?
It's good that. Pity that wasn't a hit when it was released, because now the Who would be called the High Numbers. Nothing really matters. OK, hands up everyone who knows Kevin Ayers from years gone by. Really great artist, and he had a hit called Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes. Well, I'm going to play that after the ID in a second, and he's got a current single out, which I shall play in the new release spot later on.
Side Radio.
All fingers and thumbs today. The time is near enough, 8 o'clock. You're listening to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF on the FM band. We broadcast each Sunday between 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. If you'd like to write to us, the address is Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Now that single from Kevin Ayers, Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes.
Thameside Radio.
Thank you.
about what the people might say. You know what I mean? I said, sure, man. Oh, he gave me a smile that was sickly and wet, and I offered him one of my cigarettes. He took it, afraid that he might appear rude, then proceeded to sell me some second-class food. Nice.
From deep within the bowels of Thameside Wireless's record library, we bring you this mold-covered oldie, this rave from the grave, this blast from the past.
Well, I got
must remember to stop singing before I turn the mic on. That was The Animals and, of course, The House of the Rising Sun. Well, now we're going to have a report from Jeff Eagles. He's been to the Gillan concert and he's going to be telling us all about that. If you'd like to send in a report on practically anything, for instance, concerts that you go to or any local events that you think need a bit of publicity, all you have to do is send us in on a cassette or on a tape just a little piece written out and read by yourself, about under a minute long. That would do fine, and but we'll put it out the following week. So if you'd like to send us a report on practically anything, send it to Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. OK, here's our report from Jeff, and it's all about the Gillan concert.
Purple member Ian Gillan appeared on Monday at the Rainbow, along with support band the Broughtons. The support band came on promptly at 7:30, and within minutes of their starting, there was a steady stream of people leaving the auditorium and heading back towards the bar. The Broughtons certainly were grim, and nothing short of a new lead singer could have improved them. In contrast, Ian Gillan came on about 20 minutes after the Broughtons finished and got a tremendous reception from the packed theatre. Gillan's current band is certainly his best yet, and it's gained a tremendous following since it was formed last May. Throughout the whole set, the group played brilliantly, and with the exception of the introduction to Smoke on the Water, there were no excessively long solos. Gillan, of course, was tremendous on vocals and now rates as my number one heavy rock singer. Visually as well, the group were very exciting, with John McCoy bobbing his bald head in contrast to the mass of hair Gillan was shaking about. Both Bernie Torme and John McCoy destroyed their guitars in the course of the act. The group came back for an encore, and were joined by another Deep Purple member, Richie Blackmore, perhaps making up for the fact that he wouldn't let his own group, Rainbow, do an encore last Friday at Wembley. The encore was a tremendous rock and roll medley. Summing up, it was a great concert. And for all Purple fans, another date to note for your diary is April the 2nd, when it's Whitesnake's turn to play the Rainbow. This has been Jeff Eagles reporting for Thameside Radio.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And in fact, it's Jeff's birthday today, and he said, being so selfish, he wants to mention for himself. His birthday is on Monday, the 17th, in fact, tomorrow. And he wanted a record, and guess which one? He wanted Gillan. Somebody else who wanted Gillan was Mr. C. Brown. In fact, I believe that's Chris Brown. And he says, would you play something by Gillan this week on your heavy metal spot? Well, indeed, I'll do that. This is the heavy metal spot coming up right now. I do look forward to receiving your reports, by the way, so put them in the post right now. I look forward to receiving them next week. OK, in the heavy metal spot, we're going to have a track from Gillan, a track from Deep Purple, and one from Jimi Hendrix. What more could you ask for?
Thameside Radio.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman, take my herb. None will level on the mine, nobody
just the sort of music we want to relax on a Sunday evening. First of all, it was Gillan, and then we had Deep Purple, and then it was Jimi Hendrix and his experience. Well, I think we'll relax for a minute while we have the writing competition.
And now it's time for the Thameside competition. You might win a little prize, or you might win a big one.
I think there'll be a few people queuing up at the doctors with brain hemorrhages tomorrow. First of all, I'll play you a record, and you've got to work out when this record got into the charts.
The guys all dressed up.
So write in and tell me what year that record got into the charts. It was the Stones and Get Off My Cloud. What year that got into the charts? Thameside Radio, number one, Grosvenor Parade, London West 5 is the address. And if you win, you'll win yourself a Thameside Radio bumper pack.
Thameside Radio.
Stop that funny, is it?
The bottom with a bad man, babe, but you're back where you belong. Go get me my pistol, babe. Honey, I ain't tell right from wrong. Baby, please stop crying. Stop crying,
stop crying,
baby, please stop crying.
Stop crying,
stop crying,
stop crying,
baby, please stop crying. The river, babe. Honey, I will meet you there. Go down to the river, babe. Honey, I will pay your fare. just want some company. Or if you just want a friend you can talk to, honey, come and see about me.